up with Dr. Leyland. Step into the future, the world is waiting now. Dreams are in the making, we'll show you how. From the books to the screen, from the stage to the stars. Level up your game, let's raise the bar. Innovation, inspiration, it's in our DNA. Breaking through the limits, we're paving the way. Level up, reach the sky, take the lead, don't be shy. Your story's worth it, your light will shine. At Level Up will be heard, building a legacy with every word. From podcasts to pages, from business to art, Level Up's the place where it all can start. With heart and with vision, we're chasing every goal. Together we'll ignite the fire in your soul. Level Up, reach the sky, take the lead. Your story's worth it, your light will shine. At Level Up Academy, it's your time. Oh, it's your time. At Level Up Academy, we rise and climb. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, we're trailblazing, breaking through the mold. Dreams are your story unfold. With courage and pride, we'll take the fight. And Level Up, we own the night. Level Up, reach the sky, take the lead, don't be shy. Your story's worth it, your light will shine. Hello, everybody. Welcome. It's been a hot minute, right? It's been a hot minute. So, we are here again. I'm hoping Anya Chang will be able to come with us today. She comes with so much. She actually has even a discount for this conversation, but hopefully she's able to come in. She's definitely a very busy woman, and she is the CEO and founder of Taylor. And I will let you guys know a little bit about Taylor, okay? Taylor actually is founded by Anya. It's an AI-powered men's clothing subscription service that promotes sustainable fashion. This is a Silicon Valley entrepreneur. She has been recognized among Girls in Tech 40 Under 40 for her expertise in tech product management and marketing. She also played like a pivotal role in launching Facebook and Instagram shopping at Meta. And she led new business expansion at eBay. And she helped grow McDonald's global food delivery. She also shaped Target's mobile commerce and has led teams in AI. So she does product management, user experience, and obviously marketing across Fortune 500 companies. She's an amazing woman. Her work actually earned her 20 plus prestigious awards, including the Webby Award for Best Shopping App, Best Mobile App Award, and the Communicator Award, a best-selling author. She's also, like myself, she's an adjunct professor and two-time TED speaker. She lectures at Northwestern University and 500 Global and is a sought-after keynote speaker. So I'm so excited for you guys. Like, what an amazing human being and a woman, right? Anya is an award-winning venture tailor, actually won first place at Draper University Startup Competition and was named a startup to watch by Bay Area Times or Inmo. So she holds a master's in integrated marketing communications from Northwestern University and has an MBA from University of Chicago Booth School of Business. Now, when we are going to be talking to Anya today, I am like so elated that she's here. And also really providing you guys a different way of shopping with tech, right? So it's been a hot minute. I wanted to tell you a little bit of story of what's going on. I went on sabbatical a little bit, restructuring, removing, and I will be moving again with our Amazon and Apple TV soon. We're going to be back on Roku channel as well because we miss you guys. And 2026 is the dragon Chinese birthday. And not dragon, horse. What am I talking about, dragon? I'm trying to get a tattoo, a dragon tattoo. That's why it's in my head, guys. But it's a horse. It's my year. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. And yeah, so she is an amazing human being, period, right? And we, you know, at Level Up Academy, we only want people here who have the heart and passion to help others. And I see that Anya is really leveraging AI and technology and what she've learned and what is today's, you know, tool of the decade, really. It's not going anywhere. For those of you who are afraid of AI, it is not going anywhere. So you might as well embrace it, okay? Because if you don't, you will be left behind for sure. Let's see. I'm also going to be putting out, guys, the ambassador for GPT-0. For those of you who are educators, we are usually looking at Turnitin. I actually went to the AI show last year. I'm probably going to go again this year. And I met the vice president of Turnitin, the product vice president. So he was telling me that they've been working on Turnitin for the last 2 years, right? Before even ChatGPT really blew up. And it's kind of exciting what they're doing there. And then there's another up and coming, I believe, AI for educators mostly, really, and writers out there. I have, you know, you guys know I do edits and books. I publish books. You can go to Barnes and Nobles. That's another thing. I'm having a project on the side right now for editing someone's book, a realtor. So it's going to be something really cool. We're going to do publicity all over the world. As you know, I do publicity as well. And there's so many things exciting up and coming in 2026. So watch out for those affiliate links that I will be putting for GPT-0. This is, again, for educators, students, and also people who write, right? There's a lot of AI copy and pasting. And there's a study out there that says that people who are really smart, who use ChatGPT, you actually are devaluing your own critical thinking. Remember, guys, there is such thing as AI ethics, okay? Way of using it. And I've been teaching my students to use it as somebody like your study buddy. Think of it. When I do lectures, right? Because I do live lectures. Do you actually copy and paste of what I tell you? Like when I tell you to do your homework, do you copy and paste that and submit it? Of course not. You what? Filter what is necessary for you to do your homework. Think of AI, ChatGPT, or Claude or Gemini as that, as study buddy, not cut and paste. It's supposed to help you with time, not help you delete your critical thinking skills and analytical skills. All right. So are you guys ready for Anya? I know I am. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. It's been, what, 7 months she's been trying to be in here. Oh my God, my bad. Okay, that is me for sure. All right, guys, ready? Hi, everybody. I'm going to bring Anya. Anya, give me a thumbs up if you're ready. She ready? Yes, she is ready. All right. Hello, how are you?
Hello, Happy New Year. Hello, everyone. This is Anya Chen from Taylor. I'm now running Taylor AI company. We use AI to pick busy men's clothes. And then we send people real clothes for you to wear for a couple of weeks. So no more shopping or laundry. Before starting a company, I help building the e-commerce for Meta, eBay, and Target. I'm excited to share more today.
Awesome. So I actually am so curious. We're actually kind of close. You're in Santa Rosa, correct?
I am in Santa Clara.
Oh, Santa Clara. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yes. So how many people are watching us? I've been back for a long time. Okay, we have over 500 people watching us right now on YouTube. So say hello.
Hello. Happy New Year for people who
New
are in
Year.
different part of the world.
Yes, definitely. We have international people here. I have a question for you, actually. At the very beginning of your career, right? What was the pivoting moment you're saying, this is something that I'm passionate about. I'm looking for passion. What are you really passionate about before you got into where you're at today?
Yeah, I think so. It all started with when I was working for Meta and eBay. As a few female leader, Asian female leaders out there, I do feel a little bit of imposter syndrome. I led large team, a $42 million budgets, and then six at one point, 65 people. So I want to look great. I tried some subscription boxes out there, like Stitch Fix and some other options, but it all required me to buy. And buying clothes is not just about the money, but also about my spaces. How many times am I going to wear this? And can I pair this with something? How to do laundry afterwards? And how do I do in the folding? Does it have to do dry clean? Just a lot of my spaces. And I started using some rental company like Nuuly or more Rent the Runway, but it all required me to pick thousands of garments, 10,000, 20,000, 50,000 garments, and browsing through the items. It was a hard moment that I realized, most of fashion companies seems are for people who are into fashion, not for people like me who just want to get ready for the day and be successful. And I realized I'm very passionate for people to achieve their goals. Being an immigrant from Taiwan originally and being in the US for 20 years, I realized having kind of achieving American dreams and throughout the journey, I not always feel ready for my day. So I'm passionate to help people to look great. And I hope that looking good is not just about looking good, but also help them get a job, get a day, and close a deal. And that's why Taylor was born. With AI, now we can pick clothes without celebrities, human stylists in Hollywood. And we can also look great with rental circular fashion. So you don't have to buy new stuff every single day. Like your Netflix show, you're no longer buying DVD. Like your Uber, no longer just driving every day and owning the car. So that's why Taylor was born, and that's something I'm passionate about.
Wow, that's a lot. We were talking about like it's so exciting how, like you said, it's for men's clothing, but mostly women are the one who's buying it for their husbands or their boyfriends and things like that. And when it comes to clothing, it's really important, right? People, even though we say, don't judge what I look like, don't judge, we do judge how you present yourself, what clothing you wear, how you actually combine your clothes. I actually have a funny story. So my oldest and my youngest, they're 3 years apart. Both my daughters are 21 and 18. And I put them together at the same thing. Like I buy two of everything when they were little. When they got older, they don't want to wear the same thing anymore. And they argue with me. You're like, Mom, no, we don't want to look the same. Like, no. I'm like, okay. So then I would look for clothes, but there was no clothes like appropriate for my kids that I really want, right? And I wish that there's also, Anya, subscription for girls' clothes, right? For moms, think about it, right? Because there's a lot of women who wants to like the, fashionable clothes but affordable. And I think that I love that the way that you're looking at how sustainability also works. Can you explain a little bit about how Taylor is thinking about sustainability?
Yeah, for sure. Do you know today 30% of clothes go directly from factory to landfill, generating 10% of carbon emissions and 20% of polluted water in the world. Fashion is the most polluted industry in the world. And not to mention, even for those 70% that end up going to customers or store, for people's closet, people only wear 20% of what they bought. So 80% of them just there collecting dusters. And it's a little bit too big, a little bit too small. You're always thinking that one day when you lose 5 pounds, you can fit into the skinny jeans again, which you never do. And then eventually you throw away and hoping that it goes to somewhere in Africa, they're helping hungry kids, which they never do. It goes to a mountains and then it actually got burns and create carbon emissions and make the world not the better place. So instead of having those clothes being burned down, and some of them we do use it and then come into tailor. In addition, before fashion brand design and then actually mass productions clothes, a lot of new stuff like brand new before mass production, they actually put on our platform and then for people to try. So then after people renting, people provide feedback, and that's how they decide if they want to continue and mass production the clothes. And then after people renting the clothes, and on average, when we send out 5 clothes for people to rent, people tend to wear for a couple of weeks and they actually buy 2 of them. They return another 3, just like your Uber car. You get off the Uber, someone else get on the Uber. So then the same thing, you return the dirty clothes. And so you don't have to do any laundry. It back to our warehouse here in suburb. And then it gets you just like professional dry cleaning company. We actually laundry the clothes. And within few days, and we send to other people. So no more shopping, no more laundry. And then the clothes, they get circular. So it get used for many times versus sitting in your closet doing nothing. And then from there, the feedback we make into another AI, and the feedback back to the fashion brand as an AI to help their employee to do better jobs. So then the next years they can create less waste and then better predict what people were looking for. So the entire round of circular fashion.
Wow. What amazing. I love it. It's really amazing how you're doing that. And I wish we could do that with food, because food is a lot of waste as well. I can see that. One of my, back in like 10 years ago when I started teaching, 15 years ago, but my students from, I believe, Switzerland, I believe. Yeah. They were thinking about doing that with, you know, at the end of the day, restaurants actually have like so much food that they throw away. They could actually give it to the homeless, or maybe like have a discount after 10 p.m. discounts for people to do it by pound, you know, so you don't have to like pay certain amount of money. So that would be so cool. I love that you're thinking about sustainability. And Deborah actually said, oh my God, these statistics are insane, right? And I love that. So one of my viewers is texting me right now and have a question for you. It says, you've helped shape commerce at some of the biggest companies in the world. What was the moment you realized it was time to stop building for giants and stop building your own vision with Taylor?
Yeah, I think so. On the one hand, it was all about because we got the passion for the idea. It's something that's throughout my career, I'm always passionate to help people to achieve their goals. I published 2 books. I was on 2 TED Talks. I teach at Northwestern University. Being someone coming from a humble home, and it is something really close to my heart. And on the other hand, my co-founder, Phoebe, she was my classmate back in University of Chicago. We went to Chicago Boots to got our MBA together more than 10 years ago. But we didn't start a company until like 2 years ago. So, but she her background has always been, she has a strong finance background, but she actually growing up in Malaysia and hoping that she can be a fashion designer one day. And she's also very, very passionate for sustainability. She is someone who most of stuff in her house is old and she can use it for a long, long time. She's like minimalist, have very little things. And so I think on the one hand is that there was a topic that I was passionate about because my time at Meta and eBay and want to look less feel less imposter syndrome. And the other thing is also I have a partner who also happened to have the similar vision. My love for helping people to get a job, get a day close deal, and her love for sustainability and fashions, those two combined. The other thing is also the moments. I think so throughout my career, where I work for Meta, eBay, Target, McDonald's, and I realized I have always been wanting to prove myself. Being an immigrant Asian females, when I worked for Sears, I decided to join Target, which is bigger and better than Sears at the time. And then when I was working for Target, I realized that McDonald's actually serve a global market, that I was able to launch food delivery globally in Latin America and Europe and India, so all different parts of the world, over 100 countries globally. So then I decided to join McDonald's. When I was at McDonald's, being a senior director, so I realized that leading tech teams for food delivery in-store technologies, and it's actually better to work for tech companies. So then I joined eBay and helped them launch business in Latin America, Africa, Asia. And then when I was at eBay, I realized that Meta has been a more cutting-edge tech company. So then they reached out to me and then I joined Meta. But I realized looking back, I really asked what I want. I just want to prove myself. As a female Asian leader, I just want to prove myself that I can do it. But I really asked myself, what do I want? Until the moment when I have the passion for the idea, like, I want to look great every single day because I want to feel confident and ready for my day. And then so I think that was also a moment after working for those big tech company, I realized I never asked what I'm looking for, what I'm truly passionate about. And it comes to the era of AI. Now this become possible because in order to serve the market who are not into fashion, but want to look good every day, a lot of them actually are busy men, single guys, salespeople, pastor, recruiter, professors, executive. They want to look great, but they are not reading GQ. But those people, in order to serve them, you actually need styling service, picking clothes for them. Otherwise, they don't have time or mind space or not even fashion knowledge to pick the right outfit for themselves. But it won't be possible without AI. Because then it means in the last generation, what means you have to hire plenty of human stylists like those in Hollywood. And that's why only celebrity can afford human stylists, because it's just very expensive without AI. So timing is right. Most of people are now also reverse logistics. Like people say, oh, but shipping back is another effort. In fact, today in e-commerce, 30% of clothes or any item you bought already been returned back. So reverse logistics is there and subscription is everywhere. Sustainability, people understand it. Sharing economy, people are renting stuff using Uber and Netflix every day. So, and the AI is here. So it's just the timing is right. So all this together, that's how we decide to start a company.
I love it. Speaking of AI, this is my question. AI is everywhere, right? You said right timing, right now, right? But most people actually don't understand it beyond buzzwords. So how does AI actually improve decision-making and personalization in fashion and commerce at Taylor? So pretend like I'm shopping for a boyfriend or a husband, right? How would that help me save my time? And is it that easy to navigate?
Yeah, so at Taylor, we use AI to pick clothes for people. So that means what? It means clothes pair with clothes, top for bottom, inside with outside. And also we pair people with clothes, right? It means these persons, Mark Peters or James, and pair with these amazing outfits. So I think people you just need to know in this era of AI, it's no longer like the last generation, which is the era of algorithm. Means what? Means in the last generation, Google is this the box, the mystery box that whatever people typing in is this amazing algorithm behind the thing ranking something high. Say, okay, love the best podcast. Okay, welcome to Level Up, right? So that's last generation. But in this generation, is era of AI. Means what? Means it's all about data. because the algorithm, most people are not going to build a big algorithm. We call it large language model, which is like OpenAI, Elon Musk AI, Mark Zuckerberg's AI. Like almost everyone is going to use their large language model. But then what does it mean is that it's your era, because as long as you have any unique data, then it's a go, because you are going to wrap around the unique data and then put it on top of a large language model, which Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk and OpenAI and Google's and Microsoft are building. But then because your unique data, for example, as a podcast host, you know how many minutes people were watching before they tuned down. You know what's the time that people were watching. You know what kind of question people will be happy and to hear. You know at what point you need to stop the speaker and say, shut up, let's move on to another questions, right? So that's unique data that no one else has. And the same thing at Taylor. For example, we know the true quality of garment. In the old time, which fashion brand is sustainable? Those one who put more advertising dollars say they are sustainable. They are sustainable because how do you know? You don't know. Nobody knows, right? But in fact, Taylor knows it because we actually wash the clothes. We know this brand, after washing 10 times, it shrank. Another brand washing 5 times, the button fall off. We know exactly how true quality of each brand, each style. So these are the unique data we have. Number two, we know people's true preference. What? When you go to Target, my old company, or eBay, or Instagram shopping, you buy something or not. It's not because you like it or not. Because if whatever thing is there with 90% off, you say, yes, 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 I love it. I'm going to take it home. Right? A lot of time it's influenced by the price. Right?
So true.
No, you don't. No, I love it. It's 90% off for sure. I'm Asian. I can say this myself.
Me too.
Asian woman, for sure. We will love it for sure.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I'm going to bring it home, right? So, and so it's actually polluted by the purchase price. But in our model, just like your Netflix show, you watch a certain show, it's not because it's on discount. You truly like it. The same thing in Taylor's model. You pay a monthly fee, less than $100. You get to wear 7 clothes per month. So when you were getting something along with our human and AI stylist, is what you truly love. In addition, AI only know the past, not the future. AI know what's on the internet, which is past, not the future. AI is not a fortune teller, right? However, we are now at Taylor. We work with 300 fashion brands. Bonobos, Johnson & Murphy, Marine Layer, Cuts, Runs, BYLT, whatever the trendy and high-quality brand, as well as emerging high-quality brands. So we actually know the future because the fashion brand are designing something 2 years down the road. So we know the future. These are unique data that no one else has. At Taylor, we also purchased 2 companies. We acquired 2 companies. One of them is in Hollywood. They actually style for celebrities and peoples. And so we actually know they are 10 years of styling data from human stylists. So we put all of this together as a module on top of large language model like OpenAI or ChatGPT. So then we are always better than them and always one step ahead. But as long as they grow, we always grow as well. So my friend is actually a dentist. He has unique data because he know people in Silicon Valley and they get dental problem. And no one else has those informations. He has 3 dentists practice. So he's now building AI to detect, to read the image and know if people have dental problem. And those are the things that now small business you can do because you have unique data that no one else has before.
I love it. April's like, oh, good point. AI only knows the past, not the future. Yeah, it can't build anything. It only builds data from the past. It's so funny that Anya's like, I'm Asian. 90%, I will love it. That's so me. I can't go to Louis Vuitton. Says, can you give me 20% discount, right? Like you can. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Speaking of discount, guys. This one will go on a podcast right now. It's live in YouTube and Facebook and LinkedIn. but I'm going to put this on podcast on Friday and you guys are going to get discounts. Excuse me. Oh my gosh. So my next question is, talk to me about Taylor. Let's see. Walk us through.
Yeah, so at Taylor, we have like multiple options for people. You can get like monthly for how many clothes you like, and or people can get like 2 shipments per month, like 5 items each shipments. And then you can also pay like in advance for quarterly, which you save like $40. We work with all kinds of different brands. We don't have tuxedo, we don't have yoga clothes, but we have everything in between. Blazers, sweater, t-shirts, and hoodies, and jeans, and pants, and all kinds of stuff. And we have most well-known U.S. brand, but also we find like a best brand from all different parts of the world. We have brands and from Taiwan, which is actually the manufacturer of Lululemons. We also have brands like in Japan and Singapore. We also, most importantly, is about achieving a goal. For example, when customer told us, hey, I'm going to a conference. Means what? Means we send them this interesting short, and that short has a tiny dolphin on it. Why? Because the next person see him is going to say, hey, nice short, very interesting dolphin print. And it become a conversation opener. And that's what our customers are looking for. They don't want to look great. They want to look great so then they get a job, get a day, close a deal. Or, oh, you are going on a day night. I add an extra jacket for you because when you get out of a restaurant and the lady say, I'm cold, now you can take off your jacket and put on the lady's shoulder. And then that's how you score the second date. So how we want to achieve is not about looking good, is that we actually help our customer to achieve the true goals, the true purpose behind that. So we do that. And I remember months ago, we have a customer say, you know what? I just want something that I can win at the case at court. I'm getting divorced. I'm fighting for my 2 children. And I just want to make sure I win a case. And that's what my purpose is. So that's how our customer come to us and how we help them.
Wow, I'm like looking at all of these. I'm like, date night, occasions, like, oh my gosh. Okay, so do you guys already have like a designer for clothing, men's clothing, or is that something that you guys like have? Like you said, you acquired somebody already on Hollywood, so you have people that you work with for clothing then?
We work with fashion brands, so we also have our own designer, and we work on a few items that are not able to find and we found our customers are looking for. But most of the part, we work with fashion brands, which they have designer behind them. So most of famous brand that you heard of, but also the best brand from all different parts of the world. For example, we work with a brand in Mexico. It's partner with F1 Razor. So they are known for sustainability. Their t-shirt is high quality. They claim they can wash for 90 times. We also work with companies in Taiwan. They use recycled plastic bottle and then also recycled coffee ground to make the jacket and t-shirts. We work with a company. The bottom is made by coconuts. We also work with Australia brands and Amsterdam brands, and they also are really known for the high quality of item they made in Europe and also in Turkey. So we work with all kinds of different brands. In one recent brand, Fine, F-Y-N-E, is that brand that in the 100% of material is made by the same material. Because guess what? The hardest part for garment recycling is because when people use multiple material, it's extremely difficult to separate the material, which make it impossible to recycle. So they decide to make the entire clothes end to end with the same material. And this means that in the end of recycling and end of life of the clothing, they can easily recycle and make better use of that.
Wow, that's so amazing. I actually, even though it says for men, I would rent this one right here. You see that? I love that. Like, who says it's just for men? Okay.
Yeah, we do
this
have
one
a lot
right here. I love this.
Yeah, we do have a lot of unique sex stuff, and we do have some from time to time have women to sign up for the service. But then also in the US, there are already 10 companies doing in the women's rental space. Newly, they make $500 million revenue per year, and they're only 5 years old startup company. It's backed by Urban Outfitters, so their revenue for rental has already bypassed their wholesale business, which they spent 30 years to build. Also, company like Rent the Runway, which is a pioneer, has been there for 16 years. Company like Amore, which is Seattle-based companies, they are also doing great. So lots of women's options in for rental. But in our models, most of our customers are here and pretty busy. They don't even want to pick. They don't want to spend time doing shopping. They don't want the commitments. Like most of guys hate commitments. And most of the guys don't even want to do the commitments of buying these clothes, which they don't have to. So they wear for a couple of weeks. Their friends say, oh, you look great. You look different. And they feel comfortable. It's secondhand clothes. Looks like new. It's cheaper than retail with 30%, 40% discount. So they keep it. And that's it. That's how we introduce secondhand to the executive or people who are busy men, but not into fashion.
I love it. There's quite a bit of like this vest. I kind of like that one too. I'm like, hey, that's kind of cool. And I love this right here. Like, I know. I'm like, I'm thinking for me. Oh my God.
Yeah.
This is,
so, yeah.
Actually, here it's kind of amazing.
Yeah. You just bypass some green and pink shorts. And so, you know what? The funny thing is that when we ask our customer what you are looking for, they usually say, oh, I'm looking for blue shorts. That's it. They always, their favorite color is blue, and the second favorite color is gray, and that's it. So usually we say, oh, why don't you try this purple polo, for example? And they were like, oh, you know, I never really tried that. But it was like, okay, it's rental. You don't have to buy. So just give you a try for a few weeks. And then they got the clothes, they put it on, and they turn around. Everyone say, you look amazing. This is great. And then they love it. They say, can I buy 10 more? So that's usually how it works. Most of guys, they don't know what they are looking for. They don't know what they are looking good at.
Wow. I love it. I'm like shopping on here. So on Friday, guys, I will give you guys, Anya actually blessed us with really amazing discounts, 25% off on some of these things. So I cannot wait. Definitely watch for that. And then I'm also going to put this on YouTube description. Now, thank you guys. I love this one. Minimalist Sister April is in here.
Yeah. So if you use the code podcast 25, you get 25% off first month of a subscription. The best gift is time. Best gift is style. The best gift is something keep on giving and saving people's my spaces. So Valentine's Day is months from now. So if you are looking for some gift that can, the looking good is always a great gift. And so help people feel ready for their day and feel confident. So use gift card for a podcast gift to get 10% off gift card, or podcast 25 to get 25% off subscriptions on taylor.style. That's taelor.style, taylor.style.
Yes, I'm gonna actually put that in here as well on the comments. But this is so amazing because I'm thinking also my kids love going to the city in San Francisco, Haight Street, and they have a lot of like secondhand, right? And I was looking at this jacket. And I'm like, oh, secondhand, let's go. $700. I was like, wait, what? Back up. You know, what if I don't like it? You know, like what if 6 months? And most of the time when I buy clothes, actually, some of them have tags. I haven't even worn it. I was like, oh my gosh. And when I just moved here, I went from like a 4,000 square foot home to right now here, a smaller home. And I had to give away everything. And literally I went and it's, you know, those big trash bags, the black trash bags. I gave away 262 of those bags full. Aww. To the veterans. Yeah. Clothes, toys. I mean, I was like, okay, so moving forward, we're not going to hoard all of these things that we really don't need. And so this is really amazing. I love that you can return it, because right now the secondhand market is booming everywhere, right? People are looking at, and I love that you said no commitment. You literally get new 6 clothes at the same time, you know, every single month. Now my question is, can you do like is it only like shirts that you can do per month, or a mix and match?
Oh, you always mismatch. Like our stylists make people perfect. So you always come in with like, say 6 items already with like 3 different outfits. If it's monthly 10 items, you get like 5 different outfits that you can mix and match. And we already pick based on your upcoming occasions. Say you have like Valentine's Day events coming out, you have business trip coming out. And the best part, if you are traveling for business, say if you are going to New York for a business conference, then you just change your address. We ship it to your hotel. You get there, you wear whole weeks. Once you're done, you put into the prepaid envelope, give it to hotel lobby. You go home without doing any laundry. When you get home, within 2 days, you already got new clothes arrive. So you don't have to do any shopping or laundry and then traveling light. So that it's pretty convenient.
Yeah, I have a lot of thinking like right now. I'm like, wow, that's actually really cool. Like people, do you only do the shipping here and membership in the US?
Yeah, it's US nationwide. We have customers in all different parts of the states. One interesting fun fact is just we have one US ambassador. He actually lives in Southeast Asia, but then we actually ship to his Air Force station based in the US, and the Air Force actually ship his clothes to Asia. So that's the farthest customer we have. But in general, we ship US nationwide, any states with USPS.
Awesome. Now, my question, I'm going back to founder, because I have a lot of founder watching this, right? As a founder, what was your biggest this could fail moment, and what mindset shift helped you push through it?
Yeah, I think so. I think it started when I was when I started a company, I went on startup competitions. In order to do a great job in the competition, I found 42 former judges to do the mock practice pitch. So, of course, when I went on the pitch, my pitch was perfect. I practiced 42 times. But then when the judge asked me a question, I was stunned. I couldn't answer anything. It wasn't because I don't know the answer. I do. I knew every single answers for the question. But in my head, I was thinking, oh, wow, this question, practice judge number 22 asked me about this. And then I wrote down his answer in appendix number 2. I didn't believe that I could answer the question. In my heart, I didn't believe that I could answer the question. I only think that, yes, which the answer was from the practice judge was what it was. It's almost like in an open book exam as a student. You go on the exam, you see the question, you wasn't trying to answer, you just start opening the book and trying to find the answer. You waste all of your time and dun-dun-dun-dun, the exam ends. You realize you haven't written down anything. You waste all of your time. You went home, you realize you could just answer the question, you actually know the answer. Because in my heart at the time, I didn't believe that I could answer the questions. So, of course, we lost the competition $100,000. But it was a wake up call that if I'm going to be a founder, I have to believe that I can do it. And it's hard, you know, even after 15 years of career, being launching Meta in Facebook, Instagram shopping, being a head of product for eBay, being a senior director for McDonald's, and launched Target's tech office in Silicon Valley, 15 years career, I still didn't believe that I could do it. But it was a wake-up call for me after we lost in the competition. So start over and really feel like I can trust myself. I need to believe in my visions. So then from there, we got into the best accelerator in the US, 500 Global. We won Draper's competition. Draper is founded by Tim Draper, which is an investor behind Elon Musk. And then also we got like investor of like founder of YouTube, Good Water, which is early investor of the company like Facebook, TikTok, and also and the investor behind Spotify and NVIDIA. So that's how we were able to kind of totally switch, and because the mindset is different and believing myself in really help us to continue with the startup journey a lot better.
Wow, I love it. Indeed, having to override the nervous system and start trusting in ourselves. Sometimes it's hard to trust yourself. Like, you know it already. It's something that you're like, you know, whatever, I got it. But when you're, it's like when you're practicing so much, you think you got it. But when it's the time to really produce, it's not that you can't produce because you've been doing it. It's something in your head, your subconscious is taking over your conscious. And that is such a good way of thinking, you know, just because you can do it doesn't mean you will do it. What is this something that you're like, okay, I'm going to believe in myself because this way I can do it. Some people have that stuck moment. Like they're just, I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I can do it. But over and over, they're doing it, you know? What is your advice for those types of founders right now?
I think one is that usually start with a small voice saying you cannot do it. But if you don't shut it down, the voice, it becomes bigger and bigger. You cannot do it. You cannot do it. You cannot do it. Right? So you just have to shut down the voice when it's still small. And I also learned these tricks. And so, you know, many times you probably say that I should lose weight. I should exercise more. I should start my podcast sooner. I should publish another book. But the moment you say I should, you are blaming on yourself. Bad, bad, bad. Right? So then you change it. You should say, you would like to say, I would like to. I would like to lose weight. I would like to exercise more. I would like to publish another book. You feel a lot more positive and looking forward versus saying that this is very negative, you are not doing a good job. So I think that really helps. I also think that it's just usually when I used to have a to-do list, and the to-do list get longer and longer and longer, which you never get to do anything on the to-do list anymore, and you hate it. The moment you open the to-do list, you feel like, oh my God, you are such a horrible person. You haven't finished most of them. But so instead, I pick like one thing that I have to finish today, this one thing. But for sure, I have to finish before end of day. And the rest of part, I just go with the flow. So then you just every day you pick the one most important thing, you know, you finish before end of day. And even when I finish something, even if it's not on my to-do list, I still write it down and I stretch over. So because I feel great that I actually do it. So it really helped me feel a lot better.
That's awesome. That's good point. I actually do the 3-a-day big thing things. I've done that for so long since I was young. I met Zuckerberg's sister in Women's International in LA when I went, and she wrote a book. Actually, it's the same thing, how to do it all, right? But as a mom, as an entrepreneur, as a sister, as a business owner, as a work full time for her brother. And she does 3 big things a day. And I think that's really great when you're like, okay, don't overwhelm with your to-do list, because it does. And I think for us, at least for me, I can speak for myself. I have ADHD, so I'm all over the place anyway. So I have to have my 3 sticky notes like, CJ, you need to finish this right now. So now I run my life, which is not a good thing. If you're not on my calendar, I'm not talking to you. Like, that's literally what I've been running, because I don't want to feel overwhelmed. Then at the end of the day, I'm like, what did I accomplish? And my kids literally will tell me, Mom, you did this, 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 this. I'm like, okay, I feel good now. Like, thank God my daughter is paying attention to what I'm doing. So that's why I'm like, I need my book and my list to really do that. So thank you for doing that and giving us that thought of, hey, make sure you guys stay positive. And words does help, right? Thinking about what you're going to say about yourself. Now, my last question for today is, looking ahead 5 years from now, okay? This is not AI, because AI can't predict future, Anya, okay? What excites you the most about, you know, intersection of AI, sustainability, and consumer behavior, and what should founders be paying attention to right now instead of chasing the trends?
Yeah, I think so. For what I see, the future is really about the era of data, the unique data that you got. So take Taylor, for example. While we do believe that we will be like new leader, women's rental company, they make $500 million revenue per year in just 5 years. But and we truly believe that Taylor will become the one-stop shop for busy men. When you know how to buy, they go on Amazon. When you don't know how to buy, you come to Taylor because our AI and human stylists will actually, besides picking clothes, now our customer already asking us to what shoes should I buy, what belt should I buy, what hairstyle should I get, where should I get my haircut, which vacations tour the spots should I go, and which restaurant should I bring my girlfriend to. So we already become their executive assistant, become the concierge service, become their superheroes, gadgets. But what excites us most is that we found the feedback from the customer has been extremely helpful. Means what? Means imagine a brand is a wonderful brand in Japan, for example. Before, they never been in the U.S. market, or the first time in the U.S. market, they sell to the wholesaler, which eventually get to a consumer, which they never get feedback. Now they get feedback from real customer right away. So the same thing, we are talking with one very large brand in the U.S. They are very, very big in the U.S. Surprised or not, they actually don't know a lot of feedback from the customer, because customer may say, two star, I don't like it. It's too big. But too big of what? Sleeve too long, shoulder too big, or pants too, the chest too big. For whom? For people who 6'1" or 5'7" or what? Like for people, it's too big after wearing how many times? They don't have those type of detail, which make them impossible to improve. So what we found was those feedback has been extremely helpful. So we now make another AI out of those feedback. So then it doesn't, the employee of those fashion company, they don't have to remember those feedback in their heads. It become another AI to be their colleague. So then they can work with their AI colleague to create better product for the customer in the future. Because yes, we can take the unsold inventory and rent it out. But if the fashion brand continue create junk, the world is not going to be a better place. So we need to start from the beginning, from when they were producing stuff. And believe me, nobody, no fashion brand want to create junk. They had no choices. They just don't know. So what we're excited is 5 years from now, our unique data is actually become the co-pilot AI with all fashion brands globally. So then their employee have this AI agent working side by side with them. They know the future. They know feedback from the customer. They know the benchmark from all 300 brands that we work with. So then they can help to produce something that people truly wanted.
I love it. I love that future. I'm already thinking, I'm like, oh, concierge, let's see. And I love the AI sustainability aspect, like what sister, we're both teaching actually business. I do social media and marketing most of the time and business law, but I really love the idea of using and leveraging AI to help. You're right, because for me, I really have a hard time. I'm short, okay? I'm 5 feet tall, and menopause.
And we are the same tall. We are as high as you too. You are.
Yeah, I was like, okay, you know how hard it is to find pants, okay, that literally will fit my body and curves and also height. So for the longest time, I used to wear kids' clothes. For the longest time, okay. Even after two kids, and it's just recently, I think I'd say maybe 5 years, where I start using regular people's clothes, I guess is what I call, because nothing works. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to wear yoga pants because those are the one that fits. But I would like to have jeans. I would like to have skirt that, you know, so yeah, I can actually really see that. And it's a teaching moment for people who are in the fashion industry to think about the measurements, like you said, right? This is, there's so many things going up in my head, but before, and I don't want to end this conversation, but it's like, this is so cool because I'm learning new things. But what is the last thing that you would like for our viewers to actually get to know about Taylor? Looking forward on putting our podcast out on Friday. And we still have over 500 people watching us all the way to the end. So thank you guys for watching. What is your last minute message?
Yeah, we will love to partner with you. You know, we know being a startup isn't easy and it takes mountains. And as a female leaders, we need extra hands. So if you are business partners and we partner with company like dating site, fitness centers, matchmakers, schools, and we also sell corporate employee gift. We partner with women's rental company, so we offer employee gift. What's the best gift of giving time to your employee? What's the best gift of helping your sales team look great so then they can bring even more money for the company? And the best gift is to help your employee to look great and feel confident every day. And so does the personal gift card that you can buy for your significant others. And also we partner with a lot of different fashion brands. So if you know high quality menswear brands, no tuxedo, no yoga clothes, but everything in between, from t-shirts to blazers to jackets, pants, and we would love to partner with you. We also, if you are an investor, and we also are launching our crowdfunding site on WeFounder very soon. It starts from $100. You can be a mini investor and to be part of the journey with this, us on the sustainability side and also a better lifestyle. So reach out to me and Anya, that's A-N-Y-A at taylor.ai. That's A-N-Y-A at taylor.ai. We would love to partner with you and help bring the sustainability and help everybody look great and confident every day.
That is awesome. That is the website right there, guys. I would definitely would love to introduce you to a couple of people who are on this show in terms of your company, the investors, like a lot. I belong to a Hansa business community and their founder actually is here, Mike Asherbanner. So he is so funny. And Deborah, you know, we do wellness as well. We do a lot of wellness and GLP-1 is one of the things that is going on everywhere, right? On TV. So we do that as well. So yeah, thank you so much for your time today and for your patience and your grace with me. I so appreciate you. And guys, we will be on Spotify. You guys already know that. We'll be on Apple. We'll be on iHeartRadio. We'll be on everywhere this Friday. So thank you guys so much for being here. And Anya, we need to go to lunch soon.
Happy New Year, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. And good luck and have fun. This is Anya from Taylor.style.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
I started in the silence, behind closed doors. Dreams too loud to keep, tucked in the floorboards. Late nights, broke days, no applause in sight. Just coffee, hustling that fire to fight. They said, play small, but I'm built to expand. No silver spoon, just grit in my hand. I wore every note like armor and steel. Visibility's a battle, but I'm real and I heal. From invisible threats to the front of the stage, I'm rewriting the script, turning scars into page. Level up, rise above the fear. Let them hear your voice, make your purpose clear. Every step, every stumble, every tear in the rough. You were made for this moment, you are enough. Level up, break through the doubt. Turn the whispers of your past into a victory shout. You ain't just chasing clout, you're building a legacy. Now the world's gonna see what they couldn't believe. Yeah, yeah. What they couldn't believe. See the back end, just a headline glow. But success is built slow, where the struggle don't show. Algorithms change, but your mission's divine. You're the brand, you're the vision, you're the power behind. You gave free just to prove you have value inside. Now it's invoices paid and your name amplified. You're not just in business, you're changing the game. And your visibility, that's more than a name. No more shrinking, this is expansion. No more asking, this is commanding. You've been the spark, now you're the flame. Entrepreneur by fire, fueled by name. Level up, rise above the fear. Let them hear you.
lost friends, the risks you took, to the brands you built and the space you shook. Here's your crown, your moment, your spotlight beam. You didn't just chase the dream, you became the dream.